This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and today I'm talking with Elliot Sigwin. He's an engineer at Scaled Composites, and like a lot of the guys at Scaled, he has his own personal side project in the works, and he's been working with some other folks there, and they've come up with a pretty beautiful design that they're planning to fly at Reno. So, Elliot, I'd like to, thank you for talking to us, and I'd like to hear all about this airplane.
Hey, Mary, thanks for calling us today. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about our little airplane.
Well, why don't you tell me how this project got started?
You know, I think sort of baseline is that if you're working at scale, you're sketching on something in your free time, something that you wish you could build, probably something exotic in one way or another. Maybe we got a lot of guys drawing on weird cross-country airplanes or, the pressurized two-seater or jet airplanes or gliders or whatever. And so my background is focused on air racing in a lot of ways. The first two companies I worked for on the airport was Nemesis Air Racing, and then I was working for a company down the ramp called X-Core, and they were doing their Rocket Racer. So I kind of grew up in a family that was focused on pylon racing, and it was sort of something that was always very exciting for me. So moving to Mojave had a lot to do with being closer to pylon racing, and working for Nemesis really sunk the hook in a lot of ways. So I was working for John on the Nemesis NXT, and as a result, you sort of get in these positions where you get closer and closer to the sport, but at the same time, you recognize you're never going to get that close, right? You're never going to be the one in the cockpit. So I got I started my own race team back in 2008. Big deal, leaving the Nemesis team, or rather, just stepping out of my own. John's always been a part of the project, but. Had a little Cassett. We bought it as a project, finished it, and did the first flight on it, flight tested it, and then raced it at Reno. And the whole thing was really a build-up to this project. So you can't really get a lot of street credit scaled building somebody else's design. So there's kind of always just thinking about building your own thing. So we spent all that time sort of researching the problem and what makes sense in the air race environment in terms of configuration, materials, wing areas, tail volumes, all that stuff. And then starting in getting back from Reno in 2009, we started on this project, and we were signed off by the FAA, July of last year. So it was a pretty big push to get to that point.
So what were some of the design ideas that you were able to, bring into this design and some of the unique characteristics of the airplane?
I think the sort of great thing about the formula class is that it's a very well understood design problem. You look at the early period of the formula class, originally sort of the Goodyear racers right after World War II. There was a lot of configuration creativity. You had a lot of pushers and twin booms or triple boom aircraft, bicycle style landing gear. All sorts of exotic things were tried, and the configuration is really stabilized. And so even though we came into this, with the typical scaled clean sheet of paper, looking at all the different weird things that can be done with airplanes, you very quickly, as soon as you start running the performance numbers, you stabilize into a sort of a standard configuration aircraft, standard configuration tail. And so then a lot of it, as Corey Bird would always say, he's one of the senior engineers here at Scaled. He built the Symmetry aircraft, which won a bunch of awards back in the early 2000s. He always says that especially small airplanes are a problem of packaging. It's just a matter of packaging the primary structure of the aircraft around the pilot, balanced by the engine, and sending enough structure back to support a tail. So a lot of the things that I'm proud of about the airplane really have to do with that, just packaging the pilot in sort of a more reclined seating position in a situation where he's comfortable. Jennifer, my crew chief and girlfriend who's helped me through the whole project, she was very clear from the beginning that the problem with the Cassett was I was too big for it. As is common for a lot of big guys flying Cassetts, you're sort of pinned between the trailing spar against your spine, and your kneecaps are resting on the main spar. And so you're sort of, some of the stiffest structure in the airplane is just wrapped around you physically. So if any large acceleration happens to the airplane, you're going to take those loads through a point load in a stiff part in your body and a stiff part in the structure, and it's going to be hard on the human body. So a lot of the whole configuration here was to open the cockpit up, make room for the pilot, and then figure out how to do that in such a way that you're not paying the big penalties in terms of drag on the airframe, because it is a racer after all.
Right.
So I think the combination of performance and a pilot that is comfortable and likely to be able to egress in the event of an emergency. Big canopy, lots of room to get out, nothing between me and the door or the pilot and the door is a big deal when you're talking about, in our case, we dove test the airplane at 285 mile an hour, and then we put 8 Gs on the airplane while holding 4,200 RPM. So that test alone, you're probably looking at factor of 2 or a factor of 3 over what you would do to a standard home built in terms of flight test, and it's hard to get confidence to go to a test like that unless you know that you've got a chance of getting to the door.
Okay, so you've designed this aircraft from scratch, for maximum performance specifically for the Reno Air Race, so that's coming up pretty soon, and how do you feel you're going to do there?
I think in terms of Jennifer and I's goals, we wanted to build an airplane. We wanted to build a platform on which we could try to try out new manufacturing methods, try out new design methods, and do the whole process all the way through, because that's really the holy grail of this whole, call it EAA, call it experimental aviation, whatever you want to call it. That's the holy grail. So the fact that we designed an airplane for a specific mission, and hopefully, if the stars align and things continue to go our way, we'll be able to put the vehicle in that environment for which we designed it. I mean, just getting it on the course will be a huge victory, and everything after that's gravy. So, as John Sharp of Team Nemesis, my sort of race coach or whatever, says, if we go 220, we'll be real excited.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.